Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself and Bully Ray talk about Monday Night Raw. What a show it was. We get into Cody and The Rock, the promo, and the beatdown. Also, we get into Punk, Drew McIntyre, and Seth Rollins. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Cody, great promo last night. Love what Cody had to say. Definitely getting you excited for what we're going to see at WrestleMania 40. Rock comes out. And again, the Chicago crowd playing along. They're cheering Cody. They're chanting Cody's name. They're booing Roman whenever he's mentioned. They're chanting Roman sucks. Out comes The Rock. Huge pop for The Rock. Like you said, you're going to get that. The Rock is a megastar. And I love, like you said, how The Rock came to the ring slow. Very Paul, Mr. Wonderful Orndorff, like the way that he came to the ring very slow. Then I love when he came into the ring, and you mentioned it before, Bully, where he put his arms out and then put his hands behind his back, like saying, hey, he's back, buddy. Not going to get physical here. I just have something to say to you. Don't know exactly what he had to say. Everybody was speculating. Some people said, I'm going to be refereeing your match. And then after what we saw at the end of the show, people said, I'm going to make you bleed. But it did seem like Cody was a little bit worried after what The Rock had to say to him. So it doesn't really matter, I guess, at the end of the day, what The Rock said, because we know the ramifications from it. But the beauty of The Rock is what he did right after he whispered into Cody's ear, and that's just walking out of the ring.
And I know what The Rock said to Cody.
What did The Rock say to Cody?
Rock said, I listen for 3 hours every day.
Well, yep. Now, if only the walking, talking zombies, maybe that's who The Rock needs to whisper into the ears of. But again, him getting cheered like he did, and everybody on their feet and everybody chanting, holy shit, which, by the way, Bully, is driving me up a freaking wall. It's driving me up a wall. Guys, this is the reaction that you want. Now, whether it's on NXT or SmackDown or Monday Night Raw, I would think, Bully, having 15,000 fans on their feet chanting, holy shit, that's what you dream of. And they're ruining it every single time whenever it happens.
Dave, you're not going to stop watching Monday Night Raw or stop attending Monday Night Raw or stop doing anything when it comes to the WWE just because they bleeped out shit. However, leave it in, and some parents might consider not watching Monday Night Raw because their children heard a curse word, or might consider not going to Monday Night Raw because their child heard a curse word. The risk of leaving it in is not worth the reward. Does it irk guys like me and you and fans of our age because we want something more than a PG product? Absolutely. But it can do damage. It can do damage to the sponsors. It can do damage to the actual fan base. It's smarter for them to cut, to bleep over the chant than to let it in. But we just don't like it. They're making a smart business decision in doing that.
It's aggravating, and because it kind of,
I can't disagree with you, but I'm trying to give you the other side. I'm trying to give you how they think.
I understand that. For me, it kind of kills the moment a little bit, and it's a little bit on the aggravating side. That being said, The Rock leaving the ring, genius, because 3 minutes ago, 15,000 fans were cheering for The Rock, and then 3 minutes later, 15,000 fans are booing The Rock. I mean, that, and forget about
what did he do?
Nothing. He did not.
Wait. You just said 15,000 people were cheering The Rock. Then you said 15,000 people were booing The Rock. What did he do?
15,000 fans were cheering The Rock when he was walking into the ring, and 15,000 fans were booing The Rock when he walked out of the ring. Those are the only two things, other than whisper in Cody's ear, which nobody could hear, those are the only two things that The Rock did in that opening segment last night.
And for all the know-it-alls out there who know nothing at all, that is the beauty of our industry, when you can do absolutely nothing and still get those reactions. That's what this business is about. Please, fans, learn. Educate yourself to the theatrics, the opera of what this industry is all about. Professional wrestling and sports entertainment. You're going to get your professional wrestling night one and two of WrestleMania. Last night was about sports entertainment, the theater of the mind, the fighting opera. Taking a crowd of 15,000 Chicago wrestling fans who are uber sophisticated, making them cheer, and then 3 minutes later, making them boo. Not one or two of them cheering and not one or two of them booing. All 15,000. That, people, is called a gift. That is the art form of manipulation of emotion when it comes to wrestling. And The Rock didn't do a damn thing other than stand there and then leave the ring. No bumps, no punches, no kicks, no rock bottoms, no elbows, no nothing. He took 15,000 people and he played them like puppets, and he got the exact reaction he wanted.
The Rock did more bully in that 3 minutes without saying a word. The Rock not saying a word into the microphone. One of the greatest ever of all time on the microphone, said nothing and didn't get physical at all. As a matter of fact, it was the exact opposite. He put his hands behind his back. He did more in those 3 minutes than the 25 minutes that he did in Memphis a couple weeks ago on SmackDown.
What is one of the terms that you've heard me or Mark or Tommy use on this show? One of the terms is less is more. Professional wrestlers have heard this since day one. One day, the light bulb goes off for wrestlers, and they realize that less is more actually works. More is more doesn't work. It never has. Leave them wanting. And because The Rock left them wanting in segment one, they were hook, line, and sinker by the end of that show.
Yo, what's going on? This is Bully Ray from Busted Open on SiriusXM's Fight Nation. For 15 years, we've brought you the best pro wrestling talk on the planet. And now, we're bringing you even more. Yo, guys, welcome to Busted Open After Dark. Every Wednesday night, as soon as AEW Dynamite ends, I'm bringing you instant reactions with the Busted Open Nation. The only place to party on Wednesday nights is Busted Open After Dark. With me, Uncle Bully. Download it on Apple, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing.
That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bill, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Looking at my clock, there's like 6 or 7 minutes left in the show when the main event went off. And really good match between Jey Uso and Shinsuke Nakamura. But when you're this close to WrestleMania, Jey Uso and Shinsuke Nakamura, you had a sense something was going down. Jey Uso celebrating in the ring, and it's about, you know, 9:53 Eastern Standard Time. A lot of time. So you knew something was going to happen.
10:53.
Did you expect to see The Rock again at the end of the night last night with the way that he walked off?
Nope.
Nope, and I did not either. I was as surprised and shocked probably as everybody else. And shout out.
He was on the bus or on his plane eating a nice filet, maybe a lobster tail, some asparagus with light butter.
And I'm sorry, I'm looking at my clock. It's Spitzy time, so it's no longer Eastern Standard Time now. It's just Eastern Time because we have now jumped ahead. So, Bully, break it down, my friend, because I definitely want to hear what you have to say, because I am going to tell you on an emotional level as a fan of what I saw last night. I was like, oh, my God. Like, it was one thing when he attacks Cody from behind. It's one thing where he hits Cody in the head with the garbage can, which, by the way, looked like it freaking hurt when I saw that last night. And then the beatdown. And there's Cody in his clothes. You said sometimes Cody looking a little too polished, a little too pretty. You said on the show yesterday. You said this on the show yesterday, less than 24 hours as we're talking right now. You said, I want to see Cody get uglied up a little bit. I want to see Cody get uglied up just a little bit. Well, my friend, that happened in a big way last night. It's raining. It's cold. It's dirty in the back of that arena. The Rock, forget about the punches. Forget about the slams against the bus. The ripping of the clothes. You could tell it's raining. It's cold. You see the breath as The Rock is talking, and you see Cody in a pool of his own blood in the, like, how embarrassing, how humiliating. His clothes are ripped. He's freezing. He's cut. He's busted open. I mean, for me watching it, I was like, when is this going to end? It seemed to go on forever. As soon as it's like, all right, that's enough. I think Cody's had enough. Rock went in harder. So now not only do you see the ripping of the clothes, now you see the blood gushing from Cody's head. And with the blonde hair, you saw it. Even with the rain, you saw that blood cascaded all over Cody. Man, that was a brutal, and I mean brutal, beatdown. And you don't normally see it from the WWE. You don't normally see a beatdown like that. And you saw it last night. And then comes the most humiliating, embarrassing factor of anything that we saw. And that was the belt that The Rock pulled out. Mama Rhodes' belt that The Rock pulled out last night with the Brahma Bull symbol on it. And then just as he promised, you know, on SmackDown in Memphis, Cody's blood all over that belt. I mean, wow. I mean, you talk about a segment with punch, a segment with impact. Man, I can't tell you a segment on a TV show that I have seen which has much impact as the one that I saw in Monday Night Raw last night.
You did a great job of summing up what we saw at the end of the night. I agree with you 1,000%. However, there are two things that I would have liked to have seen. Now, my first request, I don't think I would have gotten, because I think they already took it as far as the WWE would take it. I wanted more blood. I wanted dusty blood. I wanted Crimson Mask. I didn't want just the right amount of blood that we can get away with. I wanted uncomfortable blood. But you're not going to get that for the same reason why they're bleeping out the curses. They don't want to scare kids away. They don't want to scare families away that might think that that was a little too much for their kids to see.
Again, this is the
they're
one
playing
thing
it a little. That was about the most blood you're going to get from them without anybody getting hard weight.
But again, this is 11 o'clock at night. I think at by this time, the opening segment with the holy shit chants, that's at 8:03. This is now 11 o'clock at night.
Than a curse, Dave. Blood. So you're saying that you would have liked to have seen more blood too?
I'm just saying, if they wanted to go, I don't think they need to put restrictions. I thought the amount of blood was fine because don't forget, it's raining. So do you see that amount of blood on somebody and it's raining out? Like that was, I thought that was a lot of blood.
That's why I wanted to see a little bit more blood for the blood that does kind of get washed away. Listen, I thought it was good. I would have just liked to have seen a little bit more for me. Remember, like I talk about with like a flaming table, if you're going to do it, light that whole thing on fire. If you're going to bleed, bleed like a stuck pig.
Now, I will
lots
go back.
Lots of blood. Wait.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Here's the other thing I wanted to see. Do you remember in the middle of the show, there was a backstage segment where we saw two people talking? I think it was the R-Truth segment. It was R-Truth, The Miz, The New Day, and DIY. And towards the end of the shot, I think R-Truth was the only one left. And if you looked over R-Truth's shoulder, do you remember who you saw in the background speaking?
Paul Heyman.
To who?
Drew McIntyre.
Now, if Paul Heyman is there, there's a good chance that the tribal chief could be around also, right?
Yes.
I would have loved to have seen in that last segment, Rocky beating down Cody until there was about 15 seconds left in the shot. And then out of the darkness, walking towards the camera, a shadow appears. And as that shadow gets closer and closer and closer to the camera, you realize that it's the tribal chief. And the tribal chief finally comes into frame. And you see his face with his Universal Championship over his shoulder, and maybe even Paul Heyman in the background, just looking on, never saying a word, as if the tribal chief put this all into play, where the tribal chief is watching The Rock do the dirty work. Not seeing Roman last night kind of took a little bit away from me. I would have loved to have seen him there, overseeing the dirty work, as if I'm the one who made this happen tonight, Cody. I would have liked to have seen The Rock come up, look at his cousin Roman, and Roman nod in approval, as if to say, good job, final boss.
It would have been good to see Roman, just for the fact, because once again, that's who Cody's facing night number two of. That's your, you know, I understand there's a main event night number one. I understand that. But the real main event is the main event of night number two, and it's Cody and Roman Reigns. And I think in a lot of ways, people are forgetting about that. And especially after seeing what The Rock did to Cody last, I almost was expecting to see Roman Reigns, maybe even peering out of the bus, you know, window, like he was inside Cody's bus. But irregardless, just to get a glimpse of Roman Reigns, I think would have done a lot. But man, it doesn't take. And again, I got to give you a little credit here, Bully, because you talked about, you know, only using blood when you absolutely need it.
The Busted Open Podcast is now available on YouTube. This is Dave LaGreca, host of Busted Open, the number one pro wrestling show on the planet. You can now watch and listen to the award-winning Busted Open Podcast every single day on YouTube. Our best interviews, behind-the-scenes access, and some of our best content from the past, all available right now when you go to youtube.com/@BustedOpenPodcast. Subscribe right now.
We talked about Cody and Roman, but it seems like it's more about Cody and The Rock. Same thing here with Drew. Drew's facing Seth, but it's more so about CM Punk. Having CM Punk waiting in the wings, I almost feel like I would be disappointed if Drew McIntyre didn't win the match at WrestleMania and become the new World Heavyweight Championship. But even without CM Punk waiting in the wings, I would love to see Drew. Because once again, Drew's not telling a lie. Everything that's coming out of Drew's mouth is 100% the truth. And I would, and yet this has got to be building towards something. Listen, they did a great job of building towards Drew McIntyre becoming the WWE champion. Unfortunately, Bully, the lockdown happened. The pandemic happened at the absolute worst time. I mean, basically, Drew McIntyre was able to sit at home on his couch and watch his match with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania because of the circumstances. A shy cry away from just a few weeks earlier where, you know, 52,000 fans are cheering for him winning the Royal Rumble. This is another opportunity for Drew to be champion, and I think it's even better than the first time around. I think Drew McIntyre as a heel champion and having a program with CM Punk is going to be pure gold for both Punk and Drew McIntyre.
It's what I want to see, but let's not forget Damian Priest, who holds the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Yes, he's definitely a factor. There's no
you never doubt. Know when that's going to come into play. I definitely do not want to see that come into play in the Universal Championship. I think it just muddies things up. I would love to see it come into play in the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, whether it's a successful cash-in or not.
Now, let's get into Seth. Seth is involved when it comes to both championships in the WWE. What a great place for Seth to be. He's involved in everything that's going on with the Bloodline and what's going on with Cody and Roman and The Rock. On the other side, he's definitely involved with Drew McIntyre. That's his opponent at WrestleMania. And he's also involved with CM Punk, and we'll see where this goes. But I still feel, even though he's got championship gold around his waist, that Seth is kind of like a side story when it comes to both main event storylines for night number two. He's a side story when it comes to Cody, Rock, and Roman. Like, he's definitely in fourth. And then when it looks like with Drew McIntyre, even though Drew McIntyre is the challenger, he feels like he's a side story because it feels like it's more about Drew and Punk. What do you think about this and what's going on? It's unique.
You're not going to feel that Seth is a side story if coming out of WrestleMania, he's the guy that screws Cody. I can understand how right now, when it comes to going into this night one main event, Seth feels like the fourth guy. Going into the World Championship match, he felt like the third guy out there at times. But Seth is still Seth, and he is over. The WWE has done a really strong job lately of making sure that all of their superstars at the top are as over as one another. Now, Austin, Rocky, Hunter, Taker, Mick Foley were all as over as one another. Obviously, Steve was first, Rock was second, blah, blah, blah. But they were all at the same level. All these guys are at the same level also. They're all in good positions to be in the same position or better coming out of WrestleMania. I don't think anybody falls to the wayside. Why? Because if Rock is not around after Mania, you still need all your players at the top. You need your top single stars. Now, whether you integrate a new single star like a Damian Priest into it or anybody else remains to be seen. But I think everybody's in a good spot. And we don't know what will Priest cash in? Will Seth turn? Will Rocky do the right thing by Cody and screw Roman? Will something else happen? What's going to go on with Jimmy and Jay? Will the bloodline be back at full force coming out of WrestleMania? Lots of things going on. I love the fact that I can't figure it out. I'm not, and Dave, I got to tell you, I give very minimal thought to trying to figure shit out. Normally, it just comes to me because I've been in the business for as long as I have. I can instantly read the writing on a wall. It's like a poker player. It's like a Doyle Brunson who's been sitting at that poker table for 15 years where he can just see the slightest tick in his opponent's eye or something. He knows, okay, I know what hand he's holding. With me, it's the same way. But if I can't figure it out in the snap of a finger, I don't want to know. Now I switch from pro wrestler, veteran, Hall of Famer, all that happy horse shit, to fan. Now I want to sit back and watch as a fan. I don't want to know nothing. I want to go for the ride. After the ride is over, I'm going to tell you what I thought about the ride. I'll give you constructive criticism about the ride. And if you ask me up front, hey, how would you book this match? I'll tell you how I would book the match because I don't want to ever seem like a Monday morning quarterback. You tell me, okay, Bubba, how are you booking the tag match of night one? I'll tell you exactly how I would do it. And I'm very proud to say that one of the things I'm known for in this industry is my finishes and how to book a finish the right way and extremely exciting with surprises that come out of nowhere. So you want to know a specific on how I would book the finish of the tag match? I would tell you. You want to know specifics of how I would book the singles match? I would tell you. But right now, I'm excited to sit back and watch. Does that?
And it's, you know, because what you just said, the way you just broke it down, it's so true. Jimmy Uso and Jey Uso can be a factor. Going into WrestleMania, coming out of WrestleMania. Seth Rollins could turn on Cody. Seth Rollins may defend his world championship, may lose his world championship. We may see Drew and CM Punk coming out of WrestleMania, or maybe we see CM Punk and Seth Rollins coming out of WrestleMania. Maybe Cody's your undisputed WWE Universal Champion And maybe it's Cody and Rock coming out of WrestleMania. Maybe it's Roman, and now Cody's done because he can't go after that championship anymore. And maybe it's Rock and Roman for the championship. Or maybe it's Cody and Rock and Roman waiting in the wings. We don't know. Like, so many different factors. You just mentioned Damian Priest. Damian Priest has the Money in the Bank briefcase. You would have to think he's going to be a factor somehow, some way. There's so many moving parts in this story. There really is at least a dozen ways they can go coming out of WrestleMania. You may have The Rock coming out of WrestleMania. You may lose The Rock coming out of WrestleMania.
And this is where booking backwards comes into play. Whenever things are booked correctly, it's backwards. So they have to know. The first thing that they have to ask themselves is, when WrestleMania night two is over, who do we want our world heavyweight champion to be? Okay, let's say we're putting the strap on Cody. Fine. Now let's go to the match between him and Roman. How are we booking this match? Now we go to the night before. How are we booking this match to get to night two? How are we leading into these matches? What do we have coming out for Cody? You book it all backwards. Do we have The Rock at our disposal? If we do, how many days do we have at our disposal? And do we want Rock Cody to be the A story coming out of Mania? Or no, we want it to be Randy Cody, a fresh story, because we can do Rock Roman.
Yep.
This is why you book it backwards. You have to know where you're going to go. And thus they will, you know, continue to get things right. I think that they have the right players involved. I think that they have a good group of players within the men's division and at the top of the women's division to move forward with interesting stories.
And
I think as Hunter gets his feet wet more and more, you're going to see a nice integration of different styles. Last night, I'm going to go back to Ricochet and Dunn. There is room on a 3-hour show for Spot Fest Wrestling like we got last night. That was really exciting. I love a good Spot Fest match. Not 2 hours of it, not 3 hours of it. I always say that a wrestling show should be a buffet. What did I say? JT Dunn, I've been saying Dunn from the beginning. JD McDonough, my bad. 3-hour show. Give me the men. Give me the stories. Give me the spots. Give me the characters. Give me the men. Give me the women. Give me the comedy. Give me everything. And I think Hunter's going to start giving us a great buffet of pro wrestling, especially come January 1st when they get to Netflix.
Do you think that this product is going to change when they get to Netflix? Case in point, the holy shit chants, the language The Rock used at the end of the show. Do you think that they may have, or maybe, I don't even know if this is possible, where you have two versions. You have, you know, because I believe like with Netflix, there's parental locks and things like that. So maybe you have a Raw that's a, you know, a under 13 Raw, and then you have one for people who are over the age of 14 where it's unedited. Do you think we see something like that?
Could be, and you might want to pay for the adult version, which is a $5 extra a month. They put it behind a paywall. I don't know.
And Punk alluded to that last night, too, because Punk is like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, we didn't get to Netflix yet. Alluding to, like, maybe it's going to be less restrictions once they get to Netflix.
I believe, the holy shit chance, right? I would venture to bet a dollar that USA Network does not have a problem with the word shit, since at 11:05 last night, I was hearing F-bombs on the USA Network. I don't think they care. I think it's more of a WWE thing. So whether they're on USA or Netflix, I still think that they're going to, show some self-control when it comes to stuff. And then when they do drop an F-bomb, like we heard last night, that did get bleeped out by Rocky, they'll be very selective of it. I mean, didn't Hunter drop an F-bomb like 10 years ago and they bleeped it out also?
I don't remember. It's possible.
I thought they did. I could be mistaken, but I thought they did. It was probably Paul who edited it out. So I think they're in a really good position. I'm entertained by it. It makes sense to me. And that's the biggest thing for me, Dave. It makes sense. If professional wrestling does not make sense to me, I lose it. Or I have to go into it understanding that it's not going to make sense. I love it when a movie, like when I watch The Fast and the Furious, I know that those stunts are, it's not possible to do these things. Like a submarine, you know, coming out of the water and jumping, a train or whatever the hell. I know it's not possible. But when I do watch an action movie that's scaled down a little bit to believable action sequences, I'm more drawn into it. Why is The Exorcist the scariest movie? Because it could happen. There are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of movies out there that deal with like the supernatural or some crazy. Yeah, it's not happening. But demonic possession? Yeah, it could. It's not beyond the realm of believability. And that's why that movie is so scary. I hope I'm making sense here.
It does so make a lot.
If the WWE relies on more realistic storytelling with realistic action, I buy into it a lot more.
No, when there's truth and there's always that gray area where, like, is what he's saying true? Like, you know, the same thing with The Rock. Did they pivot because of the fans, or was that the route that they wanted to go the entire time? Like, when you have those thoughts in your mind, that's always great to me. I don't want to know. I really don't want to know, because for me, I still believe in the magic of pro wrestling.
I believe that City Hall spoke its voice and we got what we got. I think they pivot. I think they did a good job of pivoting. It's just like Tom Brady walking up to the line of scrimmage and going, nope, the play we called is not going to work based on the defense I see in front of me. So I'm calling an audible. And how many times have we seen Tom Brady throw a touchdown off of an audible?
All the time. And, you know, and right now the WWE is getting a lot of success from that audible. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.